The Black Witch and the White Wizard. Early one morning, a farmer and his wife set out to work in the fields. Their daughter Jane went too. She carried the picnic lunch. By the middle of the day, they were all hot and tired. Jane ran to the barn where she had hidden the basket to keep their picnic cool. When Jane peeped into the barn, she saw an old witch asleep in the hay. The basket was empty. The witch had eaten all the food and drunk the beer.
"You have eaten all our food," the little girl cried.
She pointed at the basket and the empty beer bottle.
"You nasty old woman."
"I'll make you sorry," the witch said.
Then she cast a spell on Jane.
"Maxie Baxie Jollyby Hog, get down on the ground and bark like a dog."
Jane ran back to her father and her mother. She could not tell them what had happened. She could only bark, and the witch ran off, cackling. "Come back," shouted the farmer. "What have you done to my daughter?" But the witch just laughed as she flew away on her broomstick. The farmer and his wife took Jane back home. Everyone came to look at her, but no one knew how to break the witch's spell. So they took Jane to see the old white wizard who lived in the cottage on the top of the hill. He had an owl and a bat, two cats, and a family of mice. Jane knelt on the floor and barked. "Oh dear," said the wizard, "what a terrible thing to happen. I wonder which witch has cast this spell."
"Swashamazoosh," he cried, looking into his crystal ball. "Show me who has cast the spell on this girl."
The witch's face appeared in the ball. The wizard began to make a magic brew to break the witch's spell. He mixed up toadstools, horseshoe nails, mustard, and red berries. When the brew was ready, he heated it over a candle. Then he looked in the crystal ball again. The witch stuck out her tongue. She was not afraid.
The wizard cried out, "Tongues of fire, come out and chase the witch!"
The cork flew out of the bottle and the flames shot up the chimney. The witch's face in the crystal ball changed from a laugh to a worried frown. Then she turned and ran away as the tongues of fire chased her.
"Stop," she cried as they caught her up. "I'll break the spell on the girl."
The spell was broken as soon as the witch spoke. Jane was not a dog anymore. She jumped up from the ground and hugged her mother. They all waved goodbye to the wizard, and they never saw the witch again. But after that, Jane was very careful when she hid the picnic basket.